I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided, and I'll be the host of your show today. So if you have been listening over the last several weeks and through January, you know we've been talking about your starting line finances. And we just started out the month talking about, you know, the fun stuff like budgets and how to put ourselves on a plan so that we're not spending more money than we're earning. And then we kind of went in and talked about our tax returns and what that means to us and when we should seek professional help in preparing our taxes and that kind of thing. And this past Sunday, we were talking to Stacy from Illinois National Bank, Stacy Borjo from Illinois National Bank, about credit scores and the tax returns that you're actually getting and what you should do with that money. And so, well, today we're going to wrap it up, our Starting Line Finance Month. We're wrapping it up with my friend Stacy, another Stacy. This Stacy is Stacy Reed, and she is with Integrity Plus Financial Solutions. And she's going to talk to us today about investing and financial planning and life insurance. And, you know, all those things that some of us ordinary people are like, oh, I don't have extra money. I don't need a financial planner and that kind of stuff. And why that might not be true. And just kind of wrap it and tie it all together for us where we move forward in investing and making sure that in the unfortunate situation that something were to happen to us, our families are covered and they have what they need to kind of move on. And so I am so excited to have Stacy here in the studio with me. So good morning, Stacy.
Good morning. Thanks
How
for
are
having
you today?
Me. Great.
Awesome. We just had our conference a couple weeks ago, so we're kind of still reveling from that, aren't we?
Absolutely. Yes.
And you were one of our speakers at the Starting Line Finance Power Sessions, and I know that went really well, and the feedback has been awesome. But for those listening that didn't make the conference or participate in your power session, we want to share it with them as well. So let's talk about what comes first, financial investing or life insurance?
I don't know that there's necessarily a for sure order. Like, you know, everybody's situation is different. And that's one of the things that in our session we talked about is some of the stuff is very unique, kind of one-on-one situations. If you have small kids and you're relying on your husband's, you know, income, and perhaps you're a stay-at-home mom and something were to happen to him, that's a pretty big need that needs to be, or a void that could be potentially, you know, in the event something happened and need to be filled. So life insurance can be definitely something that needs to be a priority.
For sure. And I know, like in my situation, if you have a business and, you know, you're just a small business owner, you have all, you know, you got things everywhere.
Absolutely.
And then if you have a spouse that's not necessarily highly involved in those businesses and something were to happen,
correct,
you got to have money to take care of things to sell. What if you can't sell and you have to close it? You got to pay off things. That could
you
be another it. Situation as well.
Absolutely. Yes.
I know that was something that was an issue for Joe and I. We had to look into that. And so life insurance is very, very, very important, because when something tragic happens, that's something you don't want to have to worry about.
Completely. And I think there's several plans. There's several ways to figure out how much you should have and what you're trying to use those funds for. So, you know, you may not need the same amount in what, you know, once your kids are grown and they've moved out or that type of thing, versus, you know, during those younger years trying to fill that void if a breadwinner has passed. Now you're trying to cover those children, you know, for colleges and growing up years, and, you know, when they're older maybe you won't have that, or maybe your house at certain point is paid off so you wouldn't need as much, versus if you're in a new mortgage. You know, debt that you might have, you know, incorporating that debt so that other person isn't left with that. Another thing is I think the biggest thing about life insurance is it really gives that person the ability to choose and grieve and be there with the ones that they need to be there for in the event a family member has passed. So if mom passes and she's been a stay-at-home mom or not, either way, but having the freedom to stay home with your kids or be there when they need or hire someone to take over that role or whatever it may be, it's important to, when there's a passing, to think that they have the ability to grieve and not worry about the financial part of things.
Yeah, because that would just really add.
I mean, it does.
I mean, seriously, I can't even imagine. And then the pressure of going, oh, my Lord, what are we going to do?
Yes.
Not only are you grieving the loss of a loved one, but now you're like, how am I going to survive?
Absolutely.
And that just would make things better, I think. Mm-hmm. And what I have found out is that really and truly, a decent life insurance policy isn't super expensive.
No.
Do you think that some people may think that life insurance is expensive and so they just don't necessarily look into it? Or you think it's more people don't really, it's like, oh, that's not going to happen to me.
Yeah, I think probably a little of both. I think that we definitely look at our budgets and we think, my goodness, we have so much, you know, insurance for our car, insurance for our house, insurance for our health, insurance, you know, and you just keep going and you think, you know, all these what ifs can add up. So definitely people have to draw a line, and it seems like life insurance can be one of those things that's a back burner thing. I would say too, some people have life insurance and they'll say, you know, I have it through my employer or, I have a small plan. I don't even remember what it is or how much it's worth, but I know I have something. And, sometimes not realizing what they have, how much they have, how much they need, what it's actually going to cover. So those are important things to review and look at it as to, you know, what you have and what you should need, what you need.
So if someone meets with you, Stacey, you actually help them try and figure out exactly how much they need and what would be the right amount based on their financial situation.
Completely. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Reviewing old plans is a good thing. And reviewing, even if you don't have anything, you know, knowing you would be surprised. The cost sometimes is not, like you said, not that much to have
just
something
have that confidence that you're
absolutely
covered.
Absolutely.
And I'm thinking about kids. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? I'm thinking, I'm sitting, as we're talking, I'm sitting mm-hmm. here, and as a mom, mm-hmm. I don't even like to go down the path of thinking, mm-hmm. what if something were to happen to one of my kids?
Right.
You know, and we don't want to think that because that's not the natural way. But unfortunately, it is something that happens sometimes to people. And I know, just based on what I've heard and experienced from, you know, losing grandparents and things like that, it's expensive.
Mm-hmm, it is.
And so what happens, you know, if you lose, like if you don't have life insurance on a child and something were to happen and that great expense of $15,000 or $20,000 to have services?
You will definitely see sometimes, I've seen it out on Facebook or whatnot, that there'll be like a GoFundMe type of plan because there wasn't life insurance in place. So absolutely it can be costly. I'll tell you, it is not costly to insure a child, though. It is not. You can get really good plans for a child. And, I know it sounds like you said, nobody wants to think about life insurance.
You're like, no, that can't be possible. It's not going to happen.
I have life insurance on all three of my children. And I have since I've been in the business, honestly. And to be honest, I mean, they're each a $50,000 plan. It's nothing like a get rich or I don't care about anything about, you know, even really honestly having the death benefit other than I knew at that point, if something happened, I wouldn't be able to afford,
them a good service.
And the other
you
thing.
You want to honor their life. And if that mm-hmm. were to happen, I would say you would not want to have the ability.
No, absolutely.
To have an amazing memorial to honor someone's life.
And at
life.
That point, you don't want to have to pick and choose based on money.
Right.
You know, I don't want to go planning and feeling like I can't pick any of this because I don't even have anything to pay for it with. And the other thing I thought too is, I'm not going to retire if something happened to any of them. But at the same time, I think, you know, if I need to mourn, and I'm just having a rotten day, I'm the type of person that I probably would rather stay busy and occupied. But you're going to have days where you just need to grieve that. And you know, there's a comfort in knowing that, you know, I don't have to be back to work the next week or the next day. You know, I can take that time if I need to, that there is at least, you know, there's probably some extra there that if nothing else, I can have those times.
So, of course, we have children and then we have our spouses, and that's important. But what about our parents? As our parents, you know, like I'm thinking, I know that my oldest sister, mm-hmm. you know, she is the overseer mm-hmm. of my mom and whatever mm-hmm. she does. And I know that she has an insurance policy on my mm-hmm. mom mm-hmm. so that she has things covered when the time comes.
You can do that. You can be the owner and someone else the insured. They just have to be, there has to be a purpose, a reason. And they have to sign on both. So, you know, if they're incapable of signing or there's not an insurability interest, so me taking a policy out on you, they're going to say, why are you taking it out on Kim?
You're expecting to go take her out next week?
Exactly. That won't
fly. That would be a little weird.
Yeah.
But if
yeah.
you were taking, I think yes. of all of these baby boomers
completely.
Who are taking care of their elderly parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I know some of them are already, you know, some of them are, they have their own insurance and it's all covered and that's good. But, you know, in our situation, it's not. If it wasn't for my sister who took that interest mm-hmm. and said, I don't want any of us to be burdened when the time comes. And so she took out this policy. Now she works in the insurance business.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So she's very
yes.
aware mm-hmm. and she sees mm-hmm. what happens.
Absolutely.
So that makes her a little smarter, like you are, than the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to, and that's what we want to do. We want to, through I've Decided, we want to give the resources and we want to educate the community about what we really truly need to do in order to achieve our goals.
Absolutely.
And be able to be successful. And these are things that we don't necessarily want to think about, but it is important when
Absolutely.
It comes to being successful and staying on track with the things in our purpose in life, right, Stacey?
Absolutely. And I would say, you know, it's hard when you're not in that, whatever the field it is. One of the things we talked about Saturday was the fact that a question was brought up about college planning for kids. And so, you know, one of the things you can do with life insurance is actually save for college for your children
really?
Through a plan. Yeah. So that's something that we have seen a great demand in versus maybe a 529 plan.
Well, can you explain? Is it easy enough to explain briefly how that works and
sure.
how old they need to be?
You can start at one.
Late is it though? How late can you start?
You keep, honestly, if you wait too late, then it's harder to, the premiums are going to be a little bit more because you've got to create a cash value of pretty good size depending on what you're trying to accomplish. But you can run the numbers literally by how much you want to put into it and see what that would offer for college, you know, on the other end. You can dictate the budget that you have that you're wanting to put back for college funding, or you can solve it the other way and say, you know, I'd like to have X amount of dollars by time this one goes to college. What would it cost me? And we can run it either way. But the nice thing about it is there's a lot of freedom and flexibility as to how you take that money back out. So it doesn't have to be qualified expenses or qualified schools. It, you know, there's a lot more flexibility to trade schools and that type of thing. If you have a child that you've been saving for college and then they decide they're not going to college, you're not stuck paying a penalty trying to get out of that 529 plan. You know,
you have insurance, you're buying insurance, but investing at the same time.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Yes.
We might have to talk about that a little more. That seems interesting. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to I've Decided Radio. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show today. My guest, Stacey Reed, is owner of Integrity Plus Financial Solutions, and she's so smart when it comes to life insurance and investing in your future. And I thought it would just be awesome to wrap up our month-long Starting Line Finances series with Stacey here today, just helping us understand the importance of life insurance and how that can save us down the road in the unlikely event that we need it, or when we need it. And also, though, investing and when to get a financial planner and how all that makes sense. And that's what we're doing with I've Decided. And that's what we are in the community. We're your platform for success and transformation. And we do that by not only motivating you. If you're at the conference a couple weeks ago, we get you motivated, encouraged, and inspired to achieve your goals and success. But we also want to provide you resources and information to educate you and give you the right information so that you can be successful in whatever your goals are and whatever your dreams are. If you haven't visited our website lately, please go take a look. It's ivedecided.org. Or if you missed the full day conference a couple weeks ago on Saturday the 21st, we have a follow-up half-day conference happening on Saturday, April the 1st at Second Chance Church from 9 to noon. And you can get registered for that so you can get plugged in and get a part of our community of people who are living a life decided, sticking the stake in the ground on our goals and our dreams and what it is that we want to do, and supporting each other and in lifting each other up and encouraging each other. We'd love to have you on board, so please be sure to check that out. But my guest today, Stacy Reed, is helping us understand about investing. And we've been talking about life insurance over the last little bit here. So we're going to kind of transition, I think. I'd like to learn a little more, Stacy, about investing. And I know one of the things that scares me, and I haven't had necessarily a financial planner in the past, is because I always feel like I don't have enough money to have a financial planner. And do you hear that a lot?
I do.
And what's your answer to that? So what would you say to me?
Not true. I have worked with people that have very, very little all the way up. And retirement age, I have, CD people looking for better interest rates. But I work with people who are just starting out as well. And by all means, it's awesome to watch somebody grow and learn and to educate them. We had a really good discussion about retirement planning and investing in our session on Saturday. And one of the things we talked about is complementing your 401ks and having a Roth IRA, something that's tax-free when it comes to retirement, to complement the things that you're doing that are going to be taxable.
Okay, so it doesn't matter how much money you have. You need to think about getting in touch with the financial planner, specifically Stacy.
Yeah,
absolutely. I think Stacy. Yeah, I'm sure she would love to talk to you. But so is there a minimal amount that you need to start investing? Like, what if someone's doesn't have a 401k or hasn't even started investing anything, or they still have debt? And they feel like they want to get that debt paid off before they invest. Would you recommend that? Or would you say, no, go ahead and start investing? What do you recommend?
I really would say pay your debt off first, because the probability of being able to gain an interest, what you're paying in interest, is probably not going to happen. Now, in the event that you have something at 0%, or maybe you have a student loan that's going to last forever, or what seems like it.
Unfortunately, that's a day and age.
Yeah, then it's different, and that's why I really say, if you're in question of what you should be doing, give me a call, because I'll happily listen to it. And it may be that we don't work together for another 5 years until you get some things in order, or it could be 5 months, or it could be right away. But somewhat it's case by case, to a degree, depending on what that debt is and what it looks like. But I would say if you have credit cards and you have interest rates, chances are you're not going to make what you're paying out in interest. So
before you start necessarily investing, you want to suggest to get that paid for.
I would.
Mm-hmm. But you will help them and you'll advise
absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely.
And I love that you guys are all working together,
yes.
You and Vicki Street Matter.
That's right.
And Stacy Borjo from Illinois National Bank.
Correct.
And you're all working together to help people that come a part of I've Decided and that are interested in getting their finances in order. And you can kind of go down the path of understanding how to get on a budget, and then when you need to start investing, and of course your credit scores and mm-hmm. all of that is so important. Okay, so if you're debt free, how do you then determine how much you can start saving? And like, is there, is it make sense for someone to save $25 a month? Or would you say, we really need to go a little more than that? Like, what's make sense?
The rule of thumb used to be 10% of your income is, it was kind of like a rule of thumb for saving for retirement. I think they've bumped it to 15% now.
Oh, wow.
And so, I mean, but some people might be saying, there is no way I can do 15% of my income. And that is absolutely fine. That doesn't mean that you start nowhere. You
right.
start somewhere, you know? And if you have to start at 5%, and then you bump to 8% and 10% and keep going each year, maybe tacking on a little bit more. You'll be surprised if you would just treat your retirement like a bill, how easy it is to incorporate into your budget and how fast it adds up.
It is true.
Right.
Because I've been trying to get my little nest egg going, mm-hmm, you know, because mm-hmm. you got to have that minimum mm-hmm. amount of money that
Correct.
you want to have in the bank in the event of an emergency, like
you
your emergency
it.
Fund.
Correct.
And it took me, I can't tell you how long it's taken me to finally get my emergency fund saved because mm-hmm. I just kept spending it.
Right.
I would put it in the savings account that I had access to go online to and transfer it over to my checking account. And somehow every month I would need it.
You're right.
Something would
it does.
Come up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so then I decided after talking to Vicky that I probably should put it in a safety net, right? Mm-hmm. And put it in where I have to talk to somebody before
Correct.
I would be able to withdraw it. And they automatically take it out of my checking account and move it over into, it's technically like a savings account, but it's something that I can't just move over online. I have to call and have
yes.
it changed.
Yes.
And guess what? It's been
it
drafting
works.
Every month now for like 4 months and I haven't needed the money. Isn't that funny?
It is. It is. There's times I have... And it's online, but you can do it at your local bank, I'm sure. But I have different accounts, and so I might have one nicknamed car maintenance or emergency fund or tax account. You know, I'm self-employed, so I need to, you know, to put back for that. And so, but I'll do certain amounts into that each month. And the thing is it's out of my hands.
It's out of your checking account.
Yes, it's out of my checking account. It's not at my local bank. Now, if I need it, it takes 2 days to get back to my account. So usually in 2 days, I can figure something else out. You know, it's just easy to do that and then not have the access to say, to be tempted, you know?
It is amazing when it's, you can't get it or you feel like it's not going to be that easy to get to. You figure out
you
another
do.
Way.
You do. Absolutely.
You think, yep. I remember a couple of years, it's almost been a couple of years, maybe a year and a half. We had to get another car for my husband, mm-hmm. like had to. His car that he was driving, the transmission pretty much just fell out of it and it was too old to replace that. So mm-hmm. we had to get another car. And Vicky was helping me get on a budget. And I remember calling her going, we cannot find a car. Like she's like, we had $4,000. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
And we had been looking for weeks. And every time we'd go to look for a car, it was this beater, old beater car. And I'm like, I am not, you know, I
right.
just felt like this is not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I called Vicky and I'm like, Vicky, there is no car for $4,000. We can't find one. And you know, she's so, and you know how soft-spoken
yes,
and sweet she is.
Yep.
And she said, well, Kim, just keep looking.
Exactly.
You'll find one. And so
yeah.
she did not tell me what I wanted to hear.
Right.
What I wanted
right.
her to say was, I know, I understand. It's okay. Go ahead and go buy a car and have it financed. Right.
Right.
That's what I wanted to do.
Right.
I was at my wit's end.
Right.
But, you know, I just said, okay, well, then we just kept looking. And then we found Joe's little Ford Focus. It was a cute little car. We got it out the door at $3,900 and it's been a good little car.
Yeah.
You know,
awesome.
He drives back and forth. So just to, you know, not a whole lot to do, I guess, with investing, but just to say that where there's a will, there is a way mm-hmm. if you're patient or if you have some accountability buddy, I like to call
That's him. Right. That's right.
And so I think I kind of look at you like that, Stacey, kind of like that accountability buddy, right? I know
that's right.
technically you're a financial planner. I get yeah. That's your real name. But isn't it kind of fun to kind of look at yourself like someone's accountability when it comes to their financing and giving them advice and holding them accountable?
Absolutely. And it's very rewarding to work with a family that, maybe they have some things in order, maybe they don't, but to come in and to help either fill in the gaps or to review things that maybe they thought they had and they don't have. It's very rewarding and humbling. I love that part of what I do. The relationships and helping is absolutely why I do what I do.
And you've been doing it a long time, so obviously very successful.
16 years.
Wow, yeah. That's a lot of experience. And so I know some of the listeners are thinking, okay, who is Stacy? How do I find her if I want to meet with her and get some advice and get my accountability buddy for my finances or insurance or life insurance and maybe review? Because you were saying that it's so good to review.
It really is. It really is. I mean, I think the biggest thing is, it's hard to know all of the companies, the products, the makes, the models. If you're not in the business, just like if you're not in the tax business, there's new tax laws constantly.
Oh, yes.
So we learned our industry changes like that as well. And so by all means, I think that just educating yourself, just knowing what's out there, knowing that you can save for college through life insurance, knowing that you can plan for long-term care with life insurance.
About disability?
You can do disability.
Like short-term disability or like if you were to get injured or?
I'll tell you what, actually it's kind of funny that you mentioned this as far as life insurance even now has living benefits. And there's plans that have terminal, critical, and chronic illness. And talk about a huge peace of mind because now you've solved for your life insurance. But in the event you were diagnosed with something terminally ill, you can access up to 75% of your death benefit ahead of time. Or if you have a stroke, you can access a portion of your death benefit ahead of time throughout the years, each year. And so it really kind of helps you to know that in the event something happened really bad right now, that to replace that income or to solve those financial burdens that may be there in the event you had a health issue and couldn't work.
So, that's amazing. I mean, those are all things that I'm not aware of either. I can't wait to sit down with you. We've already had this conversation.
Right.
We were waiting to get through our big, huge event last week, but I'm going to sit down with you and I want to take a look at the insurance that I do have and what we need to do moving forward. And I want to make sure that I have good insurance for my kids and, and my insurance is appropriate. So I want to do that review and see where we need to be. And I know there's some listeners who probably want to do the same thing. So how can they get in touch with you? How can we reach you? What's the best way to reach out to you to set an appointment? Do you do free consultations?
I do. Yes. So my office number is 309-565-9826. My email address is intplusfin@gmail.com. And that's integrity, like INT, and then plus plusfin@gmail.com.
Awesome. Or if you just are driving down the road and you couldn't write that down, email me at kim@ivedecided.org. kim@ivedecided.org. And let me know you were listening to the show and you want to get in touch with Stacy, and we will make sure that you guys get connected. She is just an amazing woman to know. And if you need some help with life insurance or your finances, just a perfect person, I believe, to help you, to get you on track and to give you sound advice. And Stacy, I'm not just saying this. I really believe this with all my heart. I think when it comes to finances, when it comes to your future and investing and getting the right insurance, you need to trust that person.
Agree.
That completely. You're going to sit down with. You need to know that this person that you're going to sit down with has integrity, that they're not going to lie to you and just take your money.
Completely.
And
absolutely.
That, and I 100% full on give you my stamp of integrity, no pun intended, integrity
no plus.
Integrity stamp of approval. Like, I fully believe that you are honest and sincere and truly care And I think you just do a great job. And we're so excited.
Thank you.
That you are a part of I've Decided.
I love being
and
a part
family,
of I've Decided. Absolutely.
And that
Thank
you care
you.
About the people in our community, as do I, and making sure that they see their results and their goals and their dreams and whatever it is that they want to do. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for being a part of I've Decided.
Absolutely. And it is my pleasure.
And
my
seeing pleasure. This dream of mine and helping it come to fruition and seeing the benefit of it.
It's completely. It's thank you
awesome.
For having me. Thank you for having me today. Thank you for having me to be a part of your family and your team. I genuinely appreciate it.
Awesome. You can also get all the contact information too at ivedecided.org. If you go to ivedecided.org and click on resources, you will find Stacy Reed there under Integrity Plus Financial Solutions. Thank you so much for joining in today. We've had so much fun. Stacy, thanks again for being with me. And I will look forward to seeing you or being with you. I guess I don't get to see you on the radio, but I can see you at our half-day conference on Saturday, April the 1st. So be sure to register for that at ivedecided.org. Until next Sunday, have a great day.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio on Good Time Oldies 1290 and 102.7 WIRL. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?